Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's show, Rob, Scott, and Becky put two Sauvignon Blancs from California to the test as they review Fry Brothers Reserve Sauvignon Blanc and Rodney Strong's Charlotte's Home Sauvignon Blanc. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by a disheveled Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Oh, my hair is not glued back.
It's not glued back.
It's not glued back.
Did you run out of glue?
No, I have glue.
I have some spray adhesive that might work.
That'd be wonderful. How about some construction adhesive?
It could be.
No, I refer to my product as glue. I just glue my hair back.
Just rub some epoxy between your hands and just push it back like that.
To be fair, we can't even see your hair.
That's right, because I'm wearing a hat. Uh-huh. Cubs win. I'm not even a Cubs fan, nevertheless.
Right.
You're not a Tigers fan either. You wear a Tigers hat.
Yeah, that hat wore out. I need to get another one.
No, you don't.
I know. But also, I'm joined by a very salty Triple B.
Good evening.
Oh, that was not a friendly good evening.
Very salty.
She is salty.
Well,
you know.
It's a difficult road trip.
That's true. It is true.
Made more difficult by my husband when I returned home.
Oh, story. Do tell.
Some people, Scott, live a life of privilege and expect to be catered and pampered.
So what did you do expecting to be catered and pampered and were disappointed?
No, I believe in building people's character. Mm. Some people do not.
Building people's character.
That's right. Building character.
I asked Rob. So, backstory. I took our three young boys to my mom's house for the weekend.
Yes.
Rob's dad has had surgery. Rob needed to help him out with some stuff.
Yes.
We have had a lot going on at home. So Rob stayed here, had a pretty full weekend. I went to Kentucky with the three boys. Little boys, right? Our kids are 6, 4, and 1. My mom's house is about 2.5 hours away. So we go Friday after work. We had kind of Luke didn't sleep great. Friday or Saturday night. Had a full day Saturday. Had a really good day today. Drive home. Got stuck in a traffic accident. Thankfully, it was not ours. It added about 30 minutes onto the drive. It was a rough trip home.
Mm-hmm.
So I get home.
Yes.
And Rob... I had gotten groceries delivered because there was like a deal. So I had groceries delivered to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob had gone to the grocery store to get like meat because he buys it separately from a different place.
I bought meat.
So yes. I said, did you get anything else? And he's like, oh, I got some free wine, which I'm sure he'll discuss later. Some free wine. I'm like, oh, cool. What else?
Not that exciting,
and
Scott.
And I'm kind of like dropping hints. Like, did you get me anything else? Maybe flowers, whatever. And he was like, why would I have gotten you flowers?
Exactly. I'm not. I want to build up your character.
So,
did you deserve flowers today?
Yes.
I don't know.
She deserves flowers every
day. Oh, shut your hole, you ass-kissing mother ever. Regardless.
Regardless whether you get them.
I said regardless. I didn't say irregardless.
Well, irregardless.
Oh.
The flaw isn't whether you got flowers or not. The flaw is the response of why would I get you flowers? When my wife shared with you that book about understanding the why, that is not what she was talking about.
I forgot that at your house.
You did. I almost remembered
it. What's
understanding the why? It's a book about understanding the why.
Mindset book.
And with that, folks...
Yeah. She's recommending it.
Well, she thought you might like it.
She thought you would need it because you need to build your psyche.
You know how to read.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you actually read voraciously.
Yes. But
is my microphone on?
It shouldn't be. It is, but, you know.
I can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear you just fine.
Can you hear us?
That would be you.
I like that.
Yeah.
You should do that more often.
Yes. So, folks, on tonight's show, we're doing something a little more unique. That we've done this type of thing before, but we're going to have a battle.
Drink wine?
Well, yes. But a battle of two wines.
Oh.
Two wines. But a different varietal this time. It's not Chardonnay. It's not whatever bullshit wines. It's Sauvignon Blanc tonight. But they're both going to be Californian Sauvignon Blanc, and they're both pretty much from Sonoma. The first And it's the first one we have in front of us. It is the 2017 Rodney Strong Charlotte's Home Sauvignon Blanc. It's a Sonoma County, Northern Sonoma County, mind you. It comes in around $11, $12.
Oh, okay.
I got this for $7.99. And these two wines have something else in common. Nobody buys them. I do like Rodney Strong, but nobody buys this wine. Who buys Rodney Strong Sauvignon Blanc?
Why not?
Because it's Rodney Strong Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
And the second one, it is the 2015 Fry Brothers. What? Yeah, Fry Brothers Reserve Sauvignon Blanc.
Fry Brothers returns to the show.
Yes, from the Russian River Valley. Can I just point out two things? First of all, the 15. You'd say, Rob, that's really not a current vintage. And, well, the fact is, that's what you buy in stores because that's how slowly Fry Brothers sells. So, ergo, hey, you know what? It might be an old wine, but hey, sell something people will buy. And maybe we would have a 17 on the show.
I have a question.
Yes.
Just before we even have our first drink, which one do you think you're going to like more?
Rodney Strong.
Hands down?
Yes. Hey, screw you! And we have some fun stuff to talk about when we get to Fry Brothers. But first, we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back with the Rodney Strong. And just have a good old-fashioned hootenanny here on the Wine Vault. Be right back.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the first wine on the firing line tonight is the Rodney Strong Charlotte's Home Sauvignon Blanc. Scott has been interested in trying to figure out what Charlotte's Home means, and he has come up completely empty.
Yeah, we're looking.
But let me look here. No, there's nothing there. No,
Do
no.
You think you got catfished on the wine?
No. No.
It just says Northern Sonoma.
Yeah.
Alexander Sonoma. Valley fruit.
Yeah. I think at the end.
But Dry Creek Valley also.
Well, Northern Sonoma. I think what it was is they had to name it something. There you go. And this wine does have a review.
I see it.
Okay. It got 89 of the wine enthusiast points. And the wine enthusiast commented, "Flinty with an aroma of matchstick. This wine is ultimately fresh and fruity in honeydew, melon, and peach. With an ambulance, what the hell, on the palate. Lightweight, it adds highlights of grapefruit and lemon on the finish." And they think it's $17, but it's not. It's $11, and I bought it for $7.99.
Will you say that you said peach and what? Honeydew?
No. I said honeydew and melon and peach. Yes. Yes.
Sounds delightful.
It's a lovely sounding Solera.
I will say, I always have a hard time with California Sauvignon Blancs because they don't normally get the grapefruit in there. And
true.
That's what I really love about.
True. Well, on the nose, the first thing I'll point out on this one is that it's been on oak.
10%.
What?
10% barrel fermented in French oak.
Where'd you find all that?
On Rodney Strong's website.
Really? Because I pulled that up and they didn't have shit.
Well, this is deep on the
18. Oh, is it deep in?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 18's.
Why are you oaking this? I mean, I know why, but why?
But just 10%.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, 10% and 90% stainless steel, cold fermented, yeah. Hey,
it's too bad you can't hear an eye roll.
They can sense it.
Or a side
you.
Eye.
Yeah, they can sense that. Yeah, you're not hiding it. That.
So they're oaking it to cover up flaws?
No, it's common for California to add a little oak component to Sauvignon Blanc.
I feel like we've had this conversation and it upset me the first time. I'm just as upset the second time.
You know, recently aired episode, the same combination. Now, it was a red wine and they obviously weren't pulling up. Malolactic fermentation in stainless steel.
You sounded very good there.
10% French oak in the Santa Carolina Pinot Noir.
No. You mispronounced it. Santa Carolina.
Carolina.
Yes. So, on the nose, oak. Toasty oak.
You're prejudging judgment. Somebody's got crossed arms.
Toasty oak and melon.
I think I smell something like a marshmallow, but I think it might be the toastiness of the oak.
A little barnyard, too. Just,
there is. Mm-hmm.
This is quite a nose, actually.
It's not a good nose, Scott. It's oak, melon, and barnyard.
It's a nose.
It's not Sauvignon Blanc nose.
Okay.
It's a nose. Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, it's pigpen, isn't it? It has an absolute barnyard, and that means it smells like manure nose.
When it should be
barnyard.
Crisp, fruit.
Should.
Citrus.
No, it shouldn't smell like this, no. Maybe those barrels were a little dirty.
What year is this?
17.
Oh, so it's not even...
No, this is current vintage on the shelves. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there...
Who's tasting it first? I'm not.
A South African... There was Chenin Blanc, been many South Africans that had barnyard. One of the early episodes we did.
No.
Oh, that one. What was the white?
Maybe it was minerality on the nose. Maybe it was flint, slate on the nose.
Could have been.
What was the white that we did? That
you
we
guys
really
loved that
liked?
Thing. What the hell's it called? Oh, who cares? you all wet your pants Start over it. It was average.
It was really good.
Yeah. There I go.
He's going in. It's pungent, yes. Atypical for Sauvignon Blanc, yes. I like this nose. It's pungent. It's strong. There's a lot going on. It's just unusual. The citrus component is so far in the background. I'm going in too, folks.
I'm so excited to hear your thoughts, Scott.
Well, at least now I know what the worst Sauvignon Blanc I've ever had tastes like.
Honestly,
from a real vineyard.
If you told me that this was a Chardonnay, I would believe that.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Right.
If you told me this is a banana daiquiri that sat out in the sun for too long, I might believe you as well. guys, what are you fucking doing? Just stop making white wine and make red wine. Don't make this stuff anymore. This is awful. Let's get into this. I cannot believe this comes from Ronnie Strong.
How much was it?
$11.99 every day. It has an overtly fruity front palate. That is melon and banana.
I honestly, the end of this is so off-putting. I can't even begin to tell you what is at the beginning of the sip. The, like, curl that comes with it.
That's
from
the oak.
Yeah. I know. It's so extreme that I forget everything else about this wine.
It's ghastly.
It's hard to believe this is only 10% badly oaked.
It's hard to believe that Rodney Strong said, yeah, make that. I mean, they've made great Pinot. They make great Cabernet. I mean, great. Tons of their stuff is in the Hall of Fame.
We love it.
And, you know, and this is the same level of those line-wise. And this is a clusterfuck.
I almost feel like this got mislabeled.
89?
There's no way. It's really bad.
Even the enthusiast 89 is just... It's flabby.
And the oak is... I'm sorry, I interrupted. What were you going
to
say?
It's flabby. It has a glycerin sweetness to it that verges on a residual sugar sweet, but isn't quite there. It's the melon, banana, hybrid crud that's up front is slightly cloying, unpleasant. And then that goes through and you have some acidity in the mid palate and that curl, to be said, of oak.
And then
it's just like a little bit of grapefruit and oak. And those two things are not things that should be in the same room.
And there's a metallic aftertaste.
Oh, yeah.
With the oak.
It's all a combination.
It's not minerality.
It's not minerality,
folks. This is a metallic aftertaste.
It's vanality. It's not minerality.
Have to hand it to both of you though for being able to decipher anything out of this. There is a banana in there, and that's impressive that you found it because the oak is horrific.
I'm surprised they use glass
to bottle it.
Yeah,
and they don't use like a pouch.
No, I just put it in a styrofoam cup or a urine specimen bottle.
Second time I almost spit my wine out.
Jesus so Christ!
No, just from laughter.
Oh,
hey, the fuck! Good God!
It's just that.
My hat is off to someone that's drank a whole bottle of this. Because I don't think I'm going to make it through my glass.
Well, your hat's off normally because you pay respects to the dead.
I like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Oh, they weren't drinking this, were they?
I think he did like white wine.
Not this. You know, Keith Moon would be like, no, man, that's just too much for me.
This is
Where's the horse tranquilizer?
God, that metallic aftertaste just hangs on.
Maybe this one would be better if you were high on Quaaludes. I mean, I don't
find this as flabby as you do.
It's flabby as fuck.
I don't find this as flabby.
This thing has no artistry in it. It's just a god-awful mess.
I'm not drinking anymore to vouch for either.
Well, I'm not drinking anymore past this glass, that's for sure.
You're going to drink the whole glass?
No. Oh, look, there's a lot of effervescence in there, too. I'm surprised. I first of all, the enthusiast didn't drink the same wine that I'm drinking. This is about 89 is a joke.
What did their review say?
Well, I read it. They said they loved it. It's
89?
Just jazzy.
What?
Awful.
You just can't... Whether we disagree on the other things going on in this, the way the oak comes across with that metallic aftertaste, it just dominates everything else. Yep. I agree with what you're saying, Becky. It's just hard to pull anything else out of there.
Yeah.
You have to do it. So another odd thing about this, you quaff this, you pull air of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you let that go, it's just immediately that metallic comes through.
I wonder if I got the bottles mixed up, and this is Fry Brothers. No.
We saw you pour.
Oh, shut up. That's not funny. We're feeling pretty confident right now.
I was going to say, how often do we prejudge something?
We're going to stop. We're going to win.
I do not know that Fry Brothers can be worse than this.
Let me just say,
I
don't think there are any winners in this comparison to this evening. Everybody's going to lose. What? Oh, Jesus.
I don't know how this gets a score that even begins with an 8.
I just don't know how Rodney Strong thought that this was good.
So bad.
I mean, it's not like
Mr. Mark.
It's not like it's 19 crimes or something like that, but it's so shocking for a reputable winery like them to put this out.
It's so bad.
And it's so easy to get Sauvignon Blanc right.
I feel like it's almost like the oak's coming out my nose
now. Don't
like
oak it.
It's just like coming out of my...
Try to make it as crisp and lean as possible, and then go. And you know what? You save money. You don't put that 10% on oak. It's cheaper with just the pure stainless anyway, and it's better.
Yeah. Even if it was kind of flabby and didn't have the oak, it would have to be better, don't you think?
I'm trying to remember something where something was oaked properly. By that, I mean it wasn't oak chipped. Or bad American oak.
And it was
this bad.
Well, I can tell you what. They have a very, very off, overripe grape stock. Okay, they start off with that. And then they're trying to be like a higher-end Sauvignon Blanc. Their suggested retail is $17. Now, it never makes it to market that. But they're trying to be up in that upper echelon, and those ones oak, like Stag's Leap.
Yep.
It was oaked.
Similarly, not completely.
Yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea either, but it was far better than this. Because there was a competent wine behind it. Where this is not a competent wine. This is a you know, cotton candy clown wine. There's no other way to describe it. It's a joke. It's shit. So when your grape stock's bad, it doesn't matter if you oak it.
Right.
You know, just pour it in the fucking drain and be done with it. That's right. Why nobody's buying it now, I guess.
I guess.
That's why you see it. Yeah. I mean, well, Lord.
But on top of all that, it's got this horrible flaw, this
that's
bad
all,
oak.
But it's all flawed.
Yeah, it's all bad. I do think it would be better unoaked, and I would probably give it like an 80 if it wasn't oaked.
Well, I mean, I think that it's going to it might even be flabbier if it wasn't oaked. So, we are, though, going to give it a review currently now. So, we're going to start off with the triple B.
A 78?
78 of her points.
I would never buy this.
Bravo, Rodney Strong. 78 of her points.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say that hasn't been said. It's terrible.
Now on to El Scoot. Who's going to give it an 87? You know
it is unrecognizable as its variety. Varietal.
Borderline. It's something. We don't know what it is.
You would never pick that out as
it's a white grape drink.
I think I would pick it as a Chardonnay just because of the oak.
Probably. It tastes more of a Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
It's rounder like a Chardonnay.
Yeah. I'm also going to go 78.
Wait a minute. Did they say malolactic fermentation?
They did.
You don't do malolactic fermentation of Sauvignon Blanc? Okay, that's part of the problem. That's why it's so damn flabby. Why the hell do they do that? You don't do that with Sauvignon Blancs because you want the acidity. You want the zing. Oh, God. 78. Actually, that's exactly the score I was going to give it to.
Huh.
It is a 78 because it's not quite a 79. You were stumbled through saying malolactic fermentation, but that explains a lot of that roundness and that flabbiness.
Well,
because malolactic fermentation would cause the wine to be round. It would cause the wine to have that overt fruitiness like that. That is all very, very attributable to that. And it doesn't make any sense why you would do that. I think they're trying to over-stylize a wine, trying to make it appear like more expensive versions of Sauvignon Blanc, which they may do malolactic fermentation to a certain degree with those. But those wines, those are better grapes, those are better vines, those are better everything.
It seemed like somebody else does a partial malolactic fermentation on Sauvignon Blanc, but like 50% maybe?
Well, they went too far on this one. Way too far. That's the allure of Sauvignon Blanc. The acidity, the zing, the crispness. That's what we want. We certainly don't want this. Wow, that really... Okay, there we go. That's really stupid. Stupid! 378s. Shit. Don't buy this.
Yeah. Don't buy this.
Boy.
Not even...
Never. Under no circumstances. And quite frankly, never buy it because stylistically they have their head up their own butt. They stop doing the malolactic fermentation, then we can talk about it. Say the percentage of they do the malolactic fermentation.
It was 90.
That's way too much. Way damn too much.
10% they oaked.
That's just...
And then 90%...
It's crazy.
Under malolactic fermentation just stainless steel.
That is dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. That is just somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
This is a first.
Yeah. That is
all
just,
three of us couldn't finish the glass.
That is very,
I mean,
very
frankly,
poor winemaking.
I chose to not finish the glass. I'm thirsty, folks.
Mm.
Very poor winemaking. So now at least we know where the motherfucker is. It's the asshole winemaker. It sucks. I don't know. It just wants to be something it's not. It's not good. And they use bad techniques inappropriately at the wrong time, and they fucked up their own damn wine. So, and guess what?
In two ways.
That gets a wall of shame.
It really is a wall of shame. And, you know, maybe we wouldn't be as harsh on this if we didn't enjoy Rodney Strong products so much.
They know better.
They've got the skill to do
Whatever dipshit
things.
They must have hired outsourced this one to the Fry Brothers. What?
Hey,
nothing wrong with
what?
What? What? You got something against Malawak? What is that?
We're not really brothers.
We fermented it. Yeah, it's got alcohol in it.
Cousins.
Yeah, what? Yeah, kissing cousins.
Well.
So. Oh, sorry.
More like wet willy cousins.
Oh, God, that's just terrible. So, we are going to take a break. And then, we're going to be right back with Fry Brothers Sauvignon Blanc here on the Wine Vault.
Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for the Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is winevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on the Wine Vault.
Back, folks. So now we're on to the Fry Brothers Reserve Sauvignon Blanc from Russian River Valley in California.
So is this a step above?
No.
Reserve is what they call their base?
I was going to address that the first thing off. Say reserve if you don't have a base level wine.
Well,
What are you reserving?
What are you saying? Listen, son, we're this goddamn America. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah,
son.
That is exactly
true. This would never fly in France. This would never fly in Italy. It wouldn't even fly in
Spain.
That's
right, goddamn.
You know where it flies? America.
Well,
let me screw them
French.
Well, in reality, they said we're not allowed to sell it for health and safety reasons, so we kept it back. That's why it's called reserve. Yeah, it's great. I want to talk a little bit about our winemaking philosophy because we have that. We have our philosophy is, we said Sonoma County is an inspiring place offering the best of California. Yeah, what? At Fry Brothers Sonoma Reserve, that's actually our name, by the way, we follow a few heartfelt beliefs to make our wines a pure expression of this land.
You're like almost into Kermit the Frog.
That's
this land is your land.
There's no reason to make fun of my voice.
From California.
Isn't he going into Kermit?
What?
To Fry Island.
Well, these are the things we focus on.
Stop.
The first thing is we focus on growing the right grapes in the right places. See, what had happened is we started growing Cabernet in the middle of a parking lot, and they said, that's the wrong place, dummy. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, it reminds me of the guy that has the motocross field. We started growing our grapes in our motocross field.
I would have a motocross track, but my mom hasn't taken my training wheels off my motorcycle yet. Second, we say we allow nature to do its work to achieve the best expression of the grapes in place. Mm. Yeah. Then we strive to craft the highest quality wine, vintage after vintage. We're still working on that. Then we want to be good to the land, and the land will be good in return. So that's our philosophy. It's great, isn't it? So you understand where our mindset is, where our emotions come from. We love to make wine. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Kind of like wine.
It's wine.
Cider?
What? No. Now you're just being stupid.
Juice cocktails?
Could be. So, now, just to let you know, this wine was also aged in a small amount of oak. American oak, though, not French
oak. American oak.
American
oak. God, American oak. We call it what we want. We use American oak, not that French pansy oak shit.
I was really hoping when we were talking about France a second ago that you were going to go into Freedom Fries.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's just terrible. All right. I don't see malolactic fermentation, though, in this shit. But they also, though, got a review. And they got, and this is from the wine enthusiast. They gave this wine 88. Of their points, so one less than Rodney Strong, which is not good. And they wrote Stony Lemon and a twist or two of grass dot zesty acidity in this clean, crisp, and focused white. Sure to be a pleasurable quaffer.
Guess what I found?
What did you find?
Another review.
Of what?
Of Fry Brothers Sonoma Reserve Sauvignon Blanc 2017 Russian River Valley.
Don't talk about it. What did they get?
It's the Ultimate Wine Challenge.
Ultimate Wine Challenge? Well, this isn't the 17, but...
94 of their points.
That only cost us $1,000.
Right.
And on this webpage, you can get free downloadable icons.
Icons?
You can get icons.
Oh. Wow. For what?
There's the score icon.
They're like little stickers.
There's
but
the
not,
award
but stickers
icon.
For inside your computer.
And there's the tried and true award.
That's they get that one too?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
But we could have it.
We could.
Yeah.
What could we? What review would we get from them?
Well, we would get the 94 from Fry Brothers.
Oh, I think you would get the Freedom Fries.
I don't want their 94.
Tasting note says, crisp green apple, honeysuckle, flint, and lemon zest rush from the glass. Tropical melon and citrus come forth on the palate, with touches of pear, peach, and passion fruit. Long, citrusy, and mineral on the finish. The only comparison point between those two reviews were the words... and with an on. Maybe the.
Peach.
Peach was in both.
And didn't they both say zesty? Like soap?
I think they just have like.
Just said zest. Lemon zest.
A couple
zest,
of different
actually.
Words they can cut.
It's very much like Irish Spring. Mm. What? Or tone. Caress.
Tone.
Before you dress, drink Fry Brothers.
And caress.
Yes. So, let's get to this wine.
Do we have to? Can't we just mock
it? I know. Can't we just call it a day?
What?
What if we like this?
Well, it's got to be better than the last thing we had.
Does it have to be?
No, it probably doesn't.
They also have bottle stickers.
Boy.
Bottleneckers.
Neckers, like when people make out and get hickeys?
There you go.
That's awesome. Soapy. a little bit of lemon curd and vanilla and a minerality.
I'm getting a cat pee.
Well, it's better smelling cat pee. It's the best smelling cat piss I've ever smelled.
With the soapiness.
It's very soapy. Yeah, it's very soapy.
I'm going to be brave and go in.
That means it's clean.
It's not as distinct as the Rodney Strong's oak.
No.
But it has that metallic aftertaste. It's just not as distinctly bad.
I'll tell you what. You can tell that this is a Sauvignon Blanc, though.
Somewhat.
You know that. You know that that is what this is.
It's a little too full-flavored for my liking. It almost has a custard-like richness to it.
It does have like a lemon, like lemon peel taste to it.
Tastes like pudding. It's weighty is the thing. And I don't like weighty in my Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, and I think the reason for that is there's a tad bit of residual sugar left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Rodney Strong's was awful, but it had no residual sugar.
This almost tastes like a funky Riesling.
This...
It does. It doesn't taste like...
A bad Riesling.
Yeah.
Well, a funky Riesling, one that's a little bit off.
Yeah.
Because it does have residual sugar. Nice job, Fry Brothers.
I do think a lot about wines that are going to make you feel terrible the next day.
Oh.
And this is another one of those.
It's boozy. Ooh. It comes across as boozy, too. Yeah.
And the sugar in it, you would feel bad.
So you like it.
It's better than what we had first.
No, sir, we do not. This is really bad.
It's better than the first one, though, right?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, you said yeah.
It's better.
It's better.
It's uniquely bad, but
damn.
It's better.
What? Oh. What, this is our new marketing campaign.
Isn't it funny that they're bad in different ways? Like,
Well, do you mean funny as unusual, or do you mean funny as ha-ha? Because it's not the ha-ha.
I think it's
but let's,
funny, ha-ha.
Let's analyze this a little more.
That's a little
not,
heat, too.
I'm not sure that this is better than the Rodney Strong. It does have a little heat. It's got residual sugar. The oak is the only thing that's better about this is the oak isn't quite as bad as Rodney Strong's oak.
The oaking is not, it's not like making my stomach hurt like the first wine. So it's not great, but it's not like the one before it was like, oh, I think I maybe just.
It's not so superior that you're going, that's a better wine. Because it's, you're right, it's a clusterfuck too. It's just slightly a different type of clusterfuck. It's not as flabby, let's just say, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have its own little, you know, things. Yeah, you're right. The finish, the way it comes across, once again, it's a salty metallic edge, and there's a little heat there, and then the residual sugar weights it down. There shouldn't, it should be bone dry, and it's not. I don't know what you mean. You know what it tastes like? All the other Fry Brothers we've ever had, they all have the same kind of vomit kind of thing going about them.
It's there's an acrid.
They all do.
Taste to it.
I can take this and that other one to Bachelor tomorrow night, and everyone will be so happy.
We'll seal them up. We'll put the caps back on. You can take them over there. Yeah, it tastes like Fry Brothers. That's just what it does. It just tastes like Fry Brothers. What's that mean? It means we're distinctive?
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah, you're distinctive, all right,
bro. Wow. It's just like Heights. Heights is really, really, you know, rustic. And we taste like vomit. Yeah, basically. That's what it is. They just taste like vomit.
Yeah.
Has a little bit of a stomach acid quotient at the end. Mm-mm-mm.
Bad.
It does.
That's what Fry Brothers wine is. Bad.
I mean, the Zen, the Good. Cab, they've all been like that. It's just like, how? How can they do that every single time? We've been afraid to drink other things from them because we think that they're going to be bad. You bought this on clearance too, right?
Yeah.
Of course you did. He bought it on clearance.
Yeah.
And it's,
no, you know, I think I paid whatever. Didn't. Post off price was because I was like, it's time for us to do another Fry Brothers.
Jesus Christ.
So I would guess it was.
So thank you so much.
$12.99, $13.99. Did we mark? I thought we marked the price on the bottom.
No. That price is too high.
No matter what it was too high. Then I got high.
I wish I was high.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Every damn Fry Brothers, the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Woo.
Mom. Yeah, I'm not sure now.
What?
You know, my first taste of this, I would have taken it as a Sauvignon Blanc. Now I'm not so sure.
No, it tastes like a fucked up Riesling.
I'm not even sure.
How the hell? How can you? How can you go from this is a Sauvignon Blanc, but it kind of tastes like a Riesling? What the hell is up with that? It's like an off kilter, oaked Riesling. Oh my god, an off-kiltered oaked Riesling.
That's good like, god,
man. Bad. Yeah, it's bad. So it's time then to put numbers on the paper. We're going to start off with an enthusiastic triple B.
This is better.
Is it?
Yeah. I know it's a Sauvignon Blanc.
It's because it says it on the label, yeah.
I don't want to drink. I don't want to finish my glass.
No. Or no.
I don't know. An 80.
80.
Yeah.
80 points. With a smiley face in the zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am giving this 77 of my.
What?
Whoa.
You're saying it's
I
worse?
I think this is worse. It has more bad things in it. That bite, that heat, the bad oak. It's not as badly oaked as a Rodney Strong.
Are you saying we're losing?
With the residual sugar, you lost, son.
No! No!
That is your thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
it's not good.
It all comes down to me, though. So if I gave it a low enough score, they'll lose. But right now with Becky's 80, you know, it's what is it? Aggregate score 78.5 currently.
Yeah.
All right.
Currently.
So, what will I give it? On my master class, I often drink horrible Sauvignon Blancs that taste like an oaked off-kilter Riesling. And tonight I will provide the Fry Brothers Reserve Sauvignon Blanc, which should be reserved for people in prison. Mm. I will provide it 78 of my points.
It still wins.
It wins by 0.3 points.
0.25.
0.25 points.
Or something, 0.3, I don't know.
Yes, because it's still a loser, even though it might be 0.25 better than the Rodney Strong. Holy shit. Yeah, I was not in the 80s. No. And yeah, no, no.
I'll be honest. I thought the Fry Brothers was going to be better than this.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But I thought they'd have a chance of making something.
I think that you need to
horrible.
Up your points by one, just because the nose is more normal.
Who, me?
No, Scott.
No. I'm going to revisit my score and give it 75.
You just wanted to lose. Nope. The scores are locked in. Fry Brothers wins. They're the we are the champions, right, my friends. We got 78.25 in the end.
So, don't undersell them, son.
Yeah.
78.33.
Oh, no. That would be your mistake. Anyway. We are going to take a break, folks.
Thank God.
And then we're going to come back with some parting thoughts here on the Wine Vault. So tonight's battle royale between two Sauvignon Blancs. Mm-hmm. Oh, why did we do this?
You put them out.
I did. I didn't think it would be that. I thought the Fry Brothers would be worse, and it was about to say.
It's so disappointing to not have anything to sip on.
You gave a side eye. I got the side eye for that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't make the wines, damn it.
You chose them.
You did choose them.
You bought one of them.
I bought one of them. That's true.
Well, it is what we do, budget entry price wines, and most of them are going to be bad.
Not necessarily.
We try to find them good.
Well, I mean, I was going to do a night of rosé. Would you have rather me do that?
That's not true. You don't try to find good ones.
No, Scott, you don't try to find good ones. That is a very good point. You would not be a very good personal wine shopper, let's just say.
Hey.
Especially at Total Wine. Hey.
Hey. No, he'd be like, this one has a 94 review. You should try this, Fry Brothers.
It's a sucker's bet. Yeah. Fry Brothers, yeah. By the way, the new label's uglier than the old.
I like the label.
Yeah, I do too. I was going to actually comment on that. I feel like it's very...
No, but their new label's uglier than that label.
There's a clarinet playing in the background.
Is there a skin flute?
I know your mother loves you. I question that.
See,
I question that the Fry Brothers.
A note of a Dean Martin song, I Know Your Mother Loves You. It's a come on song by Dean. I'm sure he was drunk when he was singing it, but
it was young Dean Martin.
Is that a way to pick up ladies? I don't know. I mean, I know your mother loves you, but it's like, I don't know that that's actually effective.
It's in the train station bar. She walks in and he serenades her and pulls her up in front of the band.
And he knows that her mother loves her.
And she's got a toy poodle.
All right.
Yeah. Quite a fetching hat.
Is she seem to be moved by his ballad?
She's quizzical.
Yeah, she's like, why are you talking about my mother?
Drunk and creepy. That dude could sing.
Yeah, but that's just, tell your father and your mother that I love you more. Yeah. You'll love the way I love you. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu and see you next time with far more superior wines here on the Wine Vault.